Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Henline. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey misplays the ball. That's an error on Mulevey. Dykes scores. Cochran moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Henline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein strikes out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Whatwood scores. Reynolds scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-1 in the game. Henlein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Henlein moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Henlein moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henlein scores. Thomas scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Malivi strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi misplays the ball. That's an error on Malivi. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Thomas. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henlein hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi misplays the ball. That's an error on Malivi. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Miller goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Malivi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hugh Willingham pinch hits for Willie Com. Hugh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willingham hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henlein strikes out. Two outs. Chick Autry pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.